This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Charlie Howe is the championship director for the 2018 U.S. Open. Takes place next week, Shinnecock Hills. You know what? Charlie played soccer at Virginia Tech, one season with the USL's Richmond Kickers. He's found golf, though, now. It's a pleasure to welcome Charlie Howe to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, sounds good. Pleasure to be on the show, John.
Before we talk about what you do with the USGA and getting Shinnecock ready for the Open, how did we go, and by we, I mean you, how did you go from soccer to golf?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. You know, I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, and played baseball, basketball, soccer all growing up. Started to focus on soccer more towards the end of high school and, you know, had the opportunity to play in college at Virginia Tech and enjoy my experience there, and was, you know, fortunate enough to be able to continue playing soccer in the USL for the Richmond Kickers afterwards. But then really, when I was back in Richmond, I went to grad school at Virginia Commonwealth University and went through their sport management, sport leadership program. And through that master's degree, really just came across an opportunity for a long-term internship with the USGA, with the US Open specifically at Torrey Pines, and, you know, thought, hey, moving to Torrey Pines in January of 2008, getting ready for the US Open, spending 6 months in San Diego wouldn't be bad. And, you know, I was always a golf fan, but never had really focused in, you know, my efforts because it was with soccer or other sports. So, but that was my first really introduction to any golf tournament per se, let alone the U.S. Open, and let alone a U.S. Open where one of the most memorable and iconic U.S. Opens with Tiger obviously defeating Rocco Medien in a playoff.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about how you do what you do, but you joined the USGA 20 years ago, as you mentioned, the 2008 U.S. Open. So you started down this path as soon as you got into the USGA. Is this what you wanted to do? Is this just what it became?
Probably more the latter, not what it became. I think it was cemented as far as my passion and for what the organization does and running championships and, you know, what we do for the game of golf. But just witnessing firsthand and being a part of, you know, that core team that puts on the U.S. Open and then just obviously seeing what transpired, the story that was told in 2008 with June, with Tiger, you know, winning on a broken leg and just pretty incredible. That cemented my passion for the game and moved right from Torrey Pines. I was fortunate enough to get hired full-time and moved to Long Island and started working on the U.S. Open at Bethpage State Park on the black course. So second time on Long Island for me now.
Well, okay, that gets us into how you do what you do. You and I met at Oakmont a couple of years ago, and that's kind of when I discovered how you do this and how the USGA goes about doing this. Talk a little bit, Charlie, about your role, your job, and how it works.
No, happy to. So I moved here, as you mentioned, after Oakmont. I really am our lead person on site for the United States Golf Association for our U.S. Open on the even year. So we have a team that is after Aaron Hills, packed up and moved all the way out to Pebble Beach to start working on the 2019 U.S. Open. But my team came from Oakmont right to Shinnecock Hills to start preparations. And what those preparations entail, you know, from my world is what we would call probably outside the ropes. So it's so much of the logistics, you know, the working with the host club, the local community, certainly from any public safety side of things, their parking and transportation. So truly the logistics, the site build itself, working with the host club, working with our operations team to come up with a site plan of where these, you know, tents go, what the small city that ultimately becomes the U.S. Open. And so really fast forward now, you know, 18 months later or so, we've looking forward to the 118th playing of our national championship at Shinnecock.
We're talking with Charlie Howe from the USGA here on the Augusta Golf Show. I want to make sure people understand what you just said, Charlie. You Oakmont was in 2016. You leave that area shortly after that tournament, and you replant yourself up in that area, the Long Island area where Shinnecock is, for the 2018 Open, and you're there the whole time trying to figure this out and trying to get the logistics down, correct?
That's correct, yeah. Just leapfrogged Aaron Hill after Oakmont, came directly to Shinnecock and got to know, you know, their GM, Nick Conlon, here and a lot of their members, and we started recruiting volunteers almost immediately. Actually, in January 2017 is when we started volunteer recruitment. We opened up an office in a village, so, you know, you're working with the Chamber of Commerce, some of the, you know, the local mayor, the town supervisor of Southampton, and really you just start to talk through all those logistical items that I mentioned. But it's pretty wild, a lot of moving parts, a lot of different members of our staff that to do and kind of follow me on an even year. And then, of course, we have our counterparts that do the odd year U.S. Open. But this time last year, I was at Erin Hills. I spent about 2 weeks on, I guess I would never call it an off year, but in essence, you would say.
For you.
Spent about 2 weeks on the off year. Yeah, you could call it for me, but we're working just as hard really year round and certainly ramps up around the U.S. Open.
Are you married, Charlie?
Not married, not yet.
I don't see how, I mean, you would be, how would that
yeah,
work?
It is. I'm very much a potted plant every 2 years, kind of as soon as you start to get roots down, you're moving on to a new city and a new challenge. But, you know, for us, always an iconic venue at just a golf course and a golf club that we're thrilled to be out. And these communities that welcome us, it's been a lot of fun to see the country in this way. And certainly the team we have, been together a while, and there's some continuity and certainly a level of experience that we carry now that we're really excited for next week.
And to your point, once done with Shinnecock, you will move on to Mamaroneck for the 2020 U.S. Open, right?
That's correct. So not a far move for me. Up island, as they would call it out here, to Westchester County, Mamaroneck at Wingfoot for 2020.
Is there a routine to this now, Charlie, or does every venue and every site kind of provide different challenges?
Each site provides certainly its own challenges. You know, there's things, parking and transportation and, you know, certainly public safety when you think about law enforcement, fire, EMS components that go into the U.S. Open that, you know, they're new faces, they're new people that you're working with. Some sites we go to have experience of a past, you know, U.S. Open championship or maybe a smaller tournament that they may have had to be able to lean on that experience. But so there's challenges that exist, but each site is so unique. You know, obviously, there's 18 holes of a golf course out there, but the topography and how we build these different sites and, you know, all these tents that we build, which is, you know, we're upwards about 300 different tents, with the largest being our merchandise pavilion at 37,000 square feet, but they're all built completely level and certainly with, you know, ADA in mind for all of our fans. So it's a huge, huge undertaking, huge project. But the course, the facilities that the club may have from a clubhouse or, you know, golf course maintenance buildings, you know, it's all different sites everywhere we go.
Well,
so it's a new challenge.
Let me bring this up. I think I learned this last year when I was up there. And does this provide sort of a different and unique challenge to you guys? Has a locker room been built for the players this year?
That's a great question, and something we do at several of our U.S. Open.
Oh,
sites.
Really?
We actually build our own temporary locker room for the players. We build our own player hospitality, so dining for them and their kind of immediate family. So we work out of a temporary space, temporary tent, but we'll bring in, you know, soft seating, couches, televisions, bring in lockers, really make it a home for their players, and being able to put the locker room or player hospitality right next to each other. Always try to place that, you know, around the short game area or around the practice range or, you know, certainly at Shinnecock, probably one of our better layouts from just having the first tee and the 10th tee, which we'll use Monday to Friday, you know, all in that central area. So it's really going to be fantastic for our players, but then obviously for our fans to kind of peek under the tent, so to speak, and then see these guys prepare for their national championship.
Ballpark, Charlie, how many volunteers do you need?
We need about 4,500 volunteers for the U.S. Open, which is just an astronomical number. That it sounds like it. We've got 20 different committees, but I can't tell you how many folks from the immediate community. We have 49 different states represented, about 17 different countries, people all over the world coming really next week to commit their time and energy to the U.S. Open and really all of our USGA championships. We couldn't do it without the help and kind of sweat of our volunteers and really the equity that they put in, sweat equity, into making this championship just the experience it is for all of our fans and for all of us. Because, you know, we only have 320 or so USGA employees, and when you put that number next to 4,500, you know, conducting this championship is certainly, you know, done by the USGA, but we couldn't do it without the really the backbone of our volunteers.
Do you remember, Charlie, maybe 20 years ago, how many volunteers it took?
It's grown somewhat.
I mean, I would think
our merchandise pavilion that has just evolved over the years. And then you heard me mention to the size and scope of 37,000 square feet. But we have about 1,000 of those volunteers that I just mentioned just committed to the merchandise pavilion alone, which is a great experience to be, you know, out of the sun, into air condition. We have live coverage in there, so it's a great experience for those volunteers. But then we have all of our hole marshals, which that's really been consistent over the years. You know, we still have those working on the tee or in the fairways or operating crosswalks, helping players get from one green to the next tee. So that's an inside the ropes experience for a volunteer, which is, you know, really sought after. And all these positions are first come, first serve as well.
We got to go, but now I'm curious to ask this. You will be on site at Shinnecock for how long after the tournament?
Really through about mid-August. It's a three-month build for the U.S. Open. If you can believe that or not. We start middle of March, go right up to the U.S. Open for the 3 months to get everything ready. And then it takes us about a month and a half, upwards of 2 months, to get everything off of the property.
Okay.
So it's a five-month total build and kind of takedown. And then we're working with the golf course to remediate any areas that need attention, where some of these tents were placed. So
sure.
Really stay through a couple months after working with the host club to get the golf course and get their facility back to, you know, in most cases, better than we left it.
He is Charlie Howell. He is the championship director of the 2018 U.S. Open. Have a great week next week, Charlie. Enjoy it. And I hope we talk again. Thank you, sir.
I hope so. Keep in touch and look forward to next week. We can't wait.